Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Johnny Lucas made it to La Festa, as did many, many, many others. A lot of people there.
I heard strong rumors that John, and this again, everyone's talking about it, ate porchetta. Is there truth to that rumor, Johnny Lucas? Right. I already know the answer. Yes, Johnny.
There might be some truth.
How many porchettas did we go with? Johnny, how many did you have? The on button is for the talking. Hello? You there? Did you lose him? Hello? All right, well, we'll check in with him later.
I don't know what happened.
Just one.
Just one! All right, there we go. That was a little delayed. You all right in there? Hey, don't worry about it. We got it. He's
it's
okay.
Tuesday. Yes, we're still, like, I kind of want to just go back to sleep.
I feel like that now. Mm-hmm. It just happens. God. Johnny, I feel every second of that. I feel every bit of that. Yeah.
Penn State.
That was a big game.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the team we all thought they'd beat.
Nevada.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Goodbye.
It was pretty nice. Took a little, it was like a slow start.
It was slow but steady. At first I thought, uh-oh, maybe we picked the wrong team. But no, that was, it was just temporary.
Look at this one. Coming up this weekend, Penn State versus Florida International Panthers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they're devastating as well.
They've played them before.
And before anyone gets started, okay, so Ohio State, who did they play? Because everyone's going, they're going to be number one. What, they play the number one team in the nation? Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah.
And they won. They won pretty well. They kicked some butt.
They did.
Well, I wouldn't say they
beat. I'm not an Ohio State fan.
Well, sometimes people will say this. I've said this before. My family's definitely said this, that Ohio State sometimes will get a little bit of a, like the judges will favor them or whoever's making these lists of the top. Yeah, but they beat the whether or not they were worthy of being number one, they beat Texas.
Yeah.
And they beat the best quarterback supposedly out there, Arch Manning, who.
Yeah, I guess he had a disappointing opener.
It was wasn't good.
No,
it was.
I have to be fair. I mean, I didn't watch the whole game, but parts of it that I did watch, I thought there were a few that he threw, and the receiver didn't help themselves either.
Like they should have been 20
feet
over.
Should have been caught.
You know what's bad though? When people are like, you know, a lot of hype for this game. Arch Manning's out there, and it wasn't good. And then they go, but there was one pass in particular that was well, and they show this one pass.
Right. It's like,
so it wasn't good for him. And then I think it looks like it was real. Peyton and Eli Cousins have a live stream where they're watching stuff. I thought this was AI, but apparently Peyton was like, well, you know, he was adopted and joking because the performance was so bad, which is hilarious.
Oh, God.
Which is hilarious, but also not funny. And
is it true?
I don't know. The whole game was built. The whole build up for that game was like, you know, this kid has been in the spotlight. He can handle pressure.
Right.
Never really mentioning the fact that this, I think, was his third start ever.
Okay. And also against a very, very, very good team. So, I mean, let's all get calmed down a bit.
He could only bounce back, right?
Let's hope for his sake. The Powerball jackpot is now at $1.3 billion. No winner last night. That's how hard this thing is. So now we're at $1.3 billion. The drawing offers the cash option of $589 million before taxes. I will say that the two times I played there was a Saturday and then there was yesterday,
I played the
last two. Both of them, I hit the Powerball. So I'm getting my money back. I don't buy a ton of tickets. So I hit another Powerball yesterday. I'll play, what the heck, for $1.3 billion, but I've only spent $9. Although I spent $12 yesterday, I didn't even know about the double play option. And
you're going to make me dizzy.
I'm not playing it again. So anyway, it's up to $1.3 billion. It's exciting stuff. It's a lot of money.
Yeah, the changes they've made were supposed to make the jackpots bigger, which apparently has worked. But you know what's still missing? The excitement that used to exist. The excitement when, oh my God, the local lottery is at the $2 million. Right. And people are like, oh my God. Like, that's gone. Like,
well, when you'd have a big jackpot, it used to be you'd go to the corner store and there'd be a line of people getting tickets. I have not been in a line yet.
Right.
It's in the last week.
It's never been easier to buy tickets. It's over, what, 45 states do Powerball. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's almost too big for its own good. I seriously think it's a strategy. Pennsylvania could come out and now go, you know, we're going to step back from Powerball. We have nobody's won in our state anyway. Let's just do our own local lottery. Smaller jackpots, but more winners.
I still don't think people play that. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't play many. The only time I do is when it gets to this size.
But you know what I'm talking about. We've had this before where there seems like there should be a big hype over this and everyone is still talking about it. But as soon as somebody wins again, which will eventually happen, you know what's going to happen? We're just going to forget about it till it gets big again.
True. I mean, but there are some people that it's just a weekly purchase. Like they have a lottery stash, which is wild to me.
I'm sure you're 100% accurate. I don't have any of those people in my life anymore. Like the mail, there's no people in our office to do a pool anymore.
Right.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
So anyway, if anyone wants to loop me in, just in case
we don't really see those anymore. And those can be a real tough one. All right. So I'm looking at, as we mentioned, just to start with football.
Yeah.
Looking at some of the biggest changes. Remember, we had this preseason poll. And after the first full weekend of college football, a new number one team expected after the top-ranked Texas Longhorns upset by the Ohio State Buckeyes. Number 4, Clemson, and number 8, Alabama lost as well. Number 2, Penn State. Number 5, Georgia. Number 7, Oregon. Cruise to victory. So we'll see when the actual polls come out.
Maybe I'm just overly sensitive to certain things like this, but it seems like, I think it was the Alabama game. Have you seen the guy in the blue shirt? Mm-hmm. He's a college kid in the blue shirt. He looks like a college kid. Maybe he's a graduate. I don't know. He's a young guy. And they keep zooming in on him. They focus just on this guy, and he's like, because Alabama's about to lose to Florida, right? Mm-hmm. And then eventually, I guess he sees it, just gives the finger to the camera. But it seemed like the coverage seemed to be a lot of like, look at these losers. Look how cranky these are. And I know that's always been a thing. It just seems like there's more like, let's go after the people who are just hating life right now.
Right.
Which makes me sad because we've all been there.
Right.
It's not about the victory anymore. It's about suck it, losers.
Terrible.
I could be alone in noticing that. Maybe it's always been that way. It just seems like there's a little bit more emphasis on look at this idiot. Look how this idiot is acting. Look at this emotional mess over here versus look at this. Even they showed that apparently there was video of Arch Manning crying, walking down the tunnel. It's like, it's fair. You're a player. Okay, I guess. But
yeah,
makes me sad.
Yeah,
just doesn't make
me
happy.
A lot riding on it anymore.
Yeah, well.
Seriously. Crazy amount of stuff riding on it. We got a lot of things we're going to talk about. Just to kind of go over before we get into more detail. Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti. She is running for re-election this November. But she's also thrown her hat in the ring for the 8th Congressional District race. That's the one that used to, you know, be occupied by Matt Cartwright, beaten by Rob Bresnahan. That will be a big race next year. So she's busy trying to get reelected. And she's also said she is going to run in that congressional campaign as well. So we'll get into that. There was some big drug bust that happened in Lehigh County. And a Lehigh County commissioner is one of the people caught up in this. We'll certainly get into that. Did you get a chance to see this thing went viral the other day? A Polish CEO, a guy from a Polish company, takes a signed hat from a kid. So it wasn't in the kid's hand, but it was this was like on the sidelines after a tennis match. And, you know, fans are waiting to get some autographed items. And so the player signs the hat and he puts his hand out, but he's already moving on to the next people in line. The kid goes to grab it. And this guy grown man next to him, grabs the hat and puts it in his wife's bag next to him and just completely ignores the wailing of this child. It's crazy. Anyway, they're calling him out, but there's a lot of crazy stuff. We'll get into that as well. Really concerning story is the one out of Texas. A game of ding dong ditch where it's a prank. Kids go to doors. They knock on the doors or ring the bell and run. An 11-year-old Texas boy is dead. Shot by a homeowner. That's nuts.
Shot in the back, by the way.
Yeah, right. I mean, and it's crazy. And what's even worse is when you read the comments from people on stories like this. Well, they shouldn't have been knocking on it. Oh, my gosh. What a world we live in.
Okay,
where a little kid can be killed. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. We've got a Wilkes-Barre man charged after dancing on a fire truck. We had a number of real scary incidences this weekend with, you know, these SWAT teams or CERT teams having to go in. There was a domestic, it looked like, in Jefferson Township, Lackawanna County. Both people charged. Gunfire, firing, I guess, at each other. Meanwhile, in Wilkes-Barre, a man is believed to have attempted suicide. But after a run-in, the same thing, where they had to get police officers involved. Just a lot of people.
That was the standoff.
In Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah.
What a crazy situation. Also, Lackawanna County Election Board did approve that special election to be held for that commissioner vacancy. I don't know if this ends the argument over
Probably not, but
I wonder, like, you know, you had a home rule charter, you had a different way to do this. But the board voted, and there's three on the board, right? So the judge, the former judge who was in the spot of McGloin, voted with Bill Gaughan. Chermak abstained from the vote. He doesn't seem to be too happy. I'm kind of confused, too, because, look, a Republican can win this thing and they could he could be aligned with them. So I'm not sure what his concern is. But I understand the Democrat Party isn't too happy in Lackawanna County because they had their handpicked people that they wanted in there.
Well, that's where the fight will go.
Who's left? Wild.
No one knows who to, no one knows when to be happy. No one knows what's going to happen next. But it's nice that they came up with something that you said, I think, that hours after it happened. If that's what it is, think about that. You had suggested that.
What? A special election?
That's the most logical thing ever. I'm not knocking.
But why didn't they do that from the start?
That's where I'm getting at here. Like, think about what you said. It wasn't like some, and you have good thoughts, but that was just the first thought everyone should have had,
right, special election.
And the fact that it's taken this long and they're like, oh, we finally figured something out.
Well, I think when you say we're talking Bill Gaughan.
Them. Yeah,
and they lost in court.
Right.
So it's almost as if, well, I've got nothing else to do. Let's do this. It wasn't an idea at the very beginning.
It
but now
should
it is.
Have been.
I
and
know.
It doesn't. And it was from you. And other people were saying that. And it seemed like, well, of course, that's what you do. Well, no, we just take forever.
We did get news over the weekend that Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti, who is running for re-election
in Scranton,
for
mayor,
for, you know, this November's election, is definitely going to be running for Congress as well in the 8th Congressional District. So that campaign is going to be picking up really soon because that's an election for next year. Next November.
Now,
you've got to get through the primary, but as a Democrat, she will be throwing her hat in the ring. So she's running for one office while also looking at interest in the 8th Congressional District, which can make things a little sticky, right? You're running for one job while you're looking at another possible one. But it's been done before. I think we can walk and chew gum at the same time. But that's the biggest criticism you're going to hear from people who already aren't going to vote for her, for mayor in Scranton. I think she's going to win. I think the majority of people like what she's done and, you know, trust her to do the job again. The people who aren't going to vote for her anyway are now like, well, she's running for one while she's looking at running for another. And look, I think that take that into consideration, right? Take it into consideration, if you will. But she has to get through the Democrat primary coming up in the spring so she can run. If you like the job she's done, she can do that job. And she's also running. And if she makes it through, then she'll obviously be a very busy woman. running for both. I think she's a great candidate for it. The timing for her is difficult because you're doing, you know, the race for one job that's going to last for 4 years and then another position soon after.
I mean, I don't know that there'd be enough outrage, I said in finger quotes, from people who'd be like, she shouldn't be able to run for both. I have seen some people who just say, you know, she should be removed.
For what?
I
nothing.
Don't know.
They're just haters.
It's like, it's a
she's
lot
got
of partisan.
A lot of haters, and for reasons I can never understand. There's, I get it if you don't like someone's policies, but the actual level of some people's ire is just amazing.
I think also people should be warned, I think, to pump the brakes a little bit on this. Like, all she cares about is getting the hell out of here. Her eyes have been...
Right. No, now she wants to stay here and do a different job.
Well, but there's all, like, again, it's like, we told you from the beginning she wasn't in this to what, go to jail? Because that's what the last guy did. I think
the bar is higher than that.
What I'm saying is, like, you know, let's look at, like, there have been mayors who've been mayor for 4 years. I think she's done that already. If not, it's beyond that, right?
No, I mean, it's crazy. It's all right.
How about this? I hate her. I won't vote for her. I'll accept that.
I don't even know the hate. Listen, the Bresnahan campaign, meanwhile, has put out their own statement, which is just galling. It's amazing to me. And he talks about in here that she wants to eliminate Medicaid. A man who has... voted to cut Medicaid to his own constituents against the promises he wouldn't, is now claiming that Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti wants to eliminate Medicaid, get this, to force everyone into government-run health care. All right. So the guy who cut Medicaid for many in his own district who have no other options is complaining about someone who may want to give everyone health care. It's wild. They've been concerned about her for some time. And I think that's why there's been this hate campaign, as people thought she's a strong candidate and she's a smart lady. And they knew, I believe, that she would be running. So you have to destroy people or try to, you know, beforehand. So she is running for mayor, and she also says she is interested in running in that campaign there for the Democrat primary. Who will go up against Bresnahan in the next election for this 8th congressional district?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Really sad story out of Texas. Ding Dong Ditch. If you don't know the game, I've seen this stuff online as well sometimes. You know,
it's been going
on
for 50 years, 60 kids
do this. It's the prank where kids go and either knock on a door or ring a doorbell and run. Unfortunately, it became deadly in Texas. It's very, very sad. I'm looking at a story from an NBC affiliate, Dallas-Fort Worth, where they sat down with the parents of two boys involved in the so-called Ding Dong Ditch prank that happened. I guess this happened back in January, and they're talking about it now because of, you know, what had happened, you know, with this boy shot. A suspect has been detained. Will he be charged? But an 11-year-old boy shot in the back and killed Saturday night while doing the prank in Houston's east side. Authorities say several weapons were recovered from the middle-aged suspect's home, and the investigation is ongoing. Again, ring a doorbell or knock, run away. The children were playing the game at a home in the east side when someone came outside and shot the boy. The boy was struck multiple times and taken to the hospital. Neighbors say they were shocked to hear that the young boy had been killed. Officers were seen taking a man in handcuffs out of a police unit and walking him back to the home where the shooting happened. Do we have his name yet? This report I'm seeing says that they did not release the shooter's name. And we don't know if any charges will be filed. Why the heck would you not file charges? The kid was shot in the back and killed. It's like, I don't know what kind of a world we live in. And then you read other people who go, well, you shouldn't have been playing the game. Which, look, we could all say, not a smart thing to do precisely because there are some people who are trigger happy.
Right.
I mean, so you're annoyed by it. I get it. I understand I'd be annoyed by it. But who the heck thinks the answer is to come out with a gun and start shooting?
No one does. I mean, apparently that person did. We don't know what kind of mental state they were in, if they were drunk. We don't know anything about that. We don't know what caused that person to react.
Shouldn't have a weapon if they don't know how to,
well,
you know,
yeah, it's, I mean,
react.
When I first heard a person say that, well, it was, don't be knocking on strangers' doors or whatever the guy said, I thought, this is insane that we live in this world. But we also live in a world where people are like, when we were kids, we used to play in the streets and we don't anymore. Why? Because you don't know what's out there. You don't know how people are going to react. Is that person saying, don't go knocking on doors? Is that irrational advice or the greatest advice you can give a kid today? Just don't bother people who you don't know because you don't know what they're going to do. They could be insane.
Yeah, they could be.
It sounds crazy, right?
Look, even if, you know, the stand your ground, right? If you feel like someone is threatening you or your property, when someone's running away, you don't shoot. It's just crazy.
We have a clip. This is the Houston Police Sergeant Michael Cass talking about, you know, people are asking, is it self-defense? What's going to happen next? Because some people are like, well, trying to justify this.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
In my opinion, that doesn't look like any type of self-defense. It wasn't close to the house. So it'll more than likely be a murder charge.
Yep.
Murder charge is what they're saying is likely, but
because he wasn't close to the house. Kids was running away.
Yeah.
Right.
Scary stuff.
Dangerous in today's world because people and that's what I think the danger of some of these stand your ground laws is. I get it. If someone is coming at you, but we've seen where, you know, in some cases it could be someone could in a stand your ground situation come after someone and that person try to protect themselves on your property. You could go after someone on your property and scare them enough to turn and try to defend themselves, and then you can shoot and kill them. You can almost set someone up to kill them. In this case, and I would, it doesn't look or sound like it at all. You have, as the police official said, someone who is not close to their home, and the child is running away.
Yeah.
What the heck? Guns. Some people just should not have their hands on them. We were even talking about here two situations that happened over this weekend, you know, where you have to bring out law enforcement in huge numbers because people are threatening people with weapons or using them against each other. You have a couple in Jefferson Township who, I guess, you know, got into gunfire against each other. Luckily, nobody was injured there. And then in Wilkes-Barre, some kind of a standoff situation, and that ended in a death with suicide is what they believe. So in this case, we'll see what happens here. But as that official says, it sounds like perhaps a murder charge.
He doesn't make the charges, does he? No,
we'll see.
Court's off. We'll see what happens. Yeah, it'd be surprising. I'm so shocked this person hasn't even been taken into custody yet.
Right.
That's kind of wild to me. But we'll, again, we'll see what happens.
We were talking about, and it did, it's news today. It was supposed to be news starting after 7 o'clock, but
you know how that goes.
Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti has announced a campaign for Congress in the 8th Congressional District. So she's thrown her hat in the ring, and she's busy right now with re-election as mayor of Scranton. I do want to say, though, we talked a little bit earlier about Lackawanna County and the election board and the vote to have a special election to fill the seat vacated by Matt McGloin. And that all came down, I believe it was on Friday. News this morning is that attorneys for the Lackawanna County Democrat Committee say they will be filing motions to stop this proposed November 4th special election. I'm looking at a report from the local Fox affiliate, Fox 56. Attorney Adam Bonin said, "We are going to common pleas in the morning. The request is to stop this illegal election." So, again, they voted last Friday to hold a special election on November 4th to fill that long vacant commissioner's seat. Now, Gaughan and Nealon, County Judge Terrence Nealon, who is on the board taking the place of Matt McGloin, obviously, because he had left. So, you know, the election board consists of Gaughan, Chermak, and County Judge Terrence Nealon. Gaughan and Nealon voted for a special election. Chermak abstained from the vote altogether. So we will see, because they supposedly have this home rule charter. The Democrat committee has been successful so far, because at first, Gaughan, along with the county solicitor, was saying that there was a state law that superseded the home rule, and it would be just the judges themselves who would make the decision. It's obvious the Democrat committee wants to have their hand in this decision, and there's real bad blood between the party that Gaughan belongs to locally. The committee is, for whatever reason, seems to hell-bent on putting in someone that they want, and there are concerns that Gaughan would be the odd person out. So now it's a special election. It could be a Republican to win, and then the Republicans would have the majority. So is Gaughan only doing this because he has lost in court numerous times already and figures, well, it's better off to leave it to the people than try to fight this thing legally, because that hasn't worked so far? I mean, I think that's part of it. I think it should be a special election, but I don't know if it's allowed because you have a home rule charter. Very interesting.
I'm taking a deep breath, because I don't like to admit
it's
this.
It's taken too damn long. We don't need deep breaths.
I have not ever been uncomfortable saying, I don't know what the hell's going on. If I don't know something, I'll research it. I try so hard to follow what everyone's thinking and maybe think what might happen next. And every time something happens,
right,
I go, oh, I went. And then something else happens, yeah, and it just derails.
The question
this whole
is, does the election board have the ability to now vote for something else that goes against the process which was laid out in the county's home rule charter? Because if you can, I can't imagine something's etched in stone forever is the only way to change it, to actually have the election board change it, because I don't know who else would have the power to change it. So I'm confused by this, but it looks like the saga continues.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, is the state Supreme Court, they've still been asked to step in, and they haven't responded as to whether they will or not, or even ruled on it. So the whole thing is just, it's taking too darn long.
It's like it's a real life, you know, how many people does it take to screw in a light bulb?
It's, God, it's true.
It really, I mean, I hate to dumb this down, but somebody resigned, put someone in there.
Yeah.
The fact that this has taken so long, I get it. It gets insane. It seems like this could be a reason people sometimes say, I don't want any part of this, because there's so many rules. And I don't have an answer other than the fact that it seems like there's a very simple problem.
Right. Well, here's the thing.
And there's no simple solutions.
So the way that I think it was all obviously brought up was, because other people also said, voters made a choice and they chose for the majority to be Democrats. Right. Two Democrats had won. So there are some people who argue, well, why are we putting this up to a special election? Because now it could become two majority Republicans. And so that would change what the will of the people was last year. I don't subscribe to that because I think people voted for Matt McGloin. And yeah, he was a Democrat, too.
Right.
So I think when it's open again, like the Democrat Party, and I'm sure the Republican Party as well under the county home rule charter, they want the power because they don't want to take a chance that if that candidate was from their party, that you put this up to a special election again, because God forbid somebody vote a different person in.
Right.
But I think that's the way it should be done. They voted for Matt McGloin. Yes, he was a Democrat, but he's gone.
Whoever wins,
so the people should people should be allowed to vote this thing in. But the question now is, legally, is the election board the only ones who can trump that county home rule charter? Because if you have it in the charter and you try to change it, you have to go through the proper process. It's going to be interesting to see. So the Democrat Party in Lackawanna County is going to file to try to get this thing thrown out. They say it's an illegal special election.
Hmm. And if anyone's, you know, it subscribes to the opposite of what you said, well, you voted for, it should be Democrat. Like, I know this seems impossible considering how this played out, but you got to try to do a better job of making sure the people you vote for are going to stay for more than a few months. I don't know how you secure that. You'd think just their word of saying, I want to do this job. Vote for me is enough. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but they're just all trying to save whatever that. How much time has been wasted during this whole process? A lot.
it's ridiculous that it's gotten to this point, but let's get this thing over with so we can move on. I'm cool with the special election. I think that's the way it should be from the beginning.
Do you think, I'm sorry, if it's me, number one job, and I live in Lackawanna County, maybe I'll speak up. How about this? When they finally figure this out, the first thing we fix is how to make this easier next time this happens.
Yeah, well, I think they thought they did, but there was a problem because the candidates that they wanted, and it sounds like the party especially, doesn't seem to be on board with the actual commissioner of their party. That is so weird. None of this would have happened if they had some kind of a good relationship. The Powerball jackpot. Now at $1.3 billion, that's for Wednesday's drawing. There was no jackpot winner yet again. How much you?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys playing on this, or are you not playing at all? I'm really curious to know. I've kind of kept it to under $10. I'll get three tickets with the power play. So it's like $9. And so far, the two times I played, I hit a Powerball. So I got three extra dollars back. Exciting.
Yeah, look, I haven't played in a while. And when they made these changes, it made me less likely to play. It's the same reason I don't order food at KFC. I find the whole process of buying the product, the Powerball ticket, the chicken, whatever, right, very complicated. There's so many different options, and I don't know what I'm doing, and it gives me anxiety, and I just want no part
it's
of it.
It's not hard.
I know, and that's what people
say. I'd like to buy a Powerball ticket, or you can say, I'd like to buy a Powerball ticket with the Power Play, or you can say,
too many options.
I'd like to buy a Powerball with the Power Play and the Double Play.
You know what I want? I want one, please, and they go, $1, and I go, thank you, and I walk out.
Right.
Or if I say five, they go, $5, and I walk out. Yeah. There's just too many paths to the same thing, which is ultimately losing.
Losing
and I hate
your money.
Negative, but that's kind of where I'm at with this. It's like, simplify this. I guess I'm all about simplifying things.
I'm going to keep playing it now.
That's fine.
But like
that's
I
good.
Said, I've won twice just to get my money back. So I'm like,
that's good.
All right, I'll try it again. We'll see who's going to win this money. It's like $580 million with before taxes if you're going to take a lump sum. So the next drawing is tomorrow. Seems like an awful lot of drawings, too. You know how hard it is to hit. When with the increased interest in a high jackpot, we're still not seeing any winners. It's pretty wild. Disney is confirming a new chapter in the Ice Age franchise.
Oh, boy.
Arriving in theaters February the 5th of 2027. So not next year, but the year after. It's going to be called Ice Age Boiling Point. Most of your kids will already be graduating by then. I'm just kidding.
My kids have missed the whole Ice Age saga. It was
really
before them and hasn't been much. I think Ray Romano was a voice in that. It's like it's just a little bit before their time.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Boiling Point. Well, my kids were into it, and my youngest is 21. So it's still out there. It's called Ice Age Boiling Point. And returning voice actors include Ray Romano, Dennis Leary, John Leguizamo, Queen Latifah. And it began way back in 2002. Oh, my gosh.
If your kids are going, huh? Bruno from Encanto is John Leguizamo. So there's a little bit of connection to modern movies
right.
for the younger children out there.
For the younger ones. All right. It is 7 o'clock at WILK on a Tuesday. Let's just be glad. Not that we want to get rid of Mondays altogether. They're just, it's nice to have a Tuesday start for the work week. By the way, with a 4-day work week, we do have a story here. Most of you who are working believe you can do the same job and get everything done in 4 days. I'm telling you. Got to go to the 4-day format. And if we do that, I say we have Mondays off. What do you think? So it's Tuesday to Friday. I don't want Monday to Thursday. I want Tuesday to Friday.
It's so bad for Tuesday. Tuesday did nothing. And then suddenly they become the new Monday, you know? Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.